Hi, and welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and this is another bonus episode for you. Last week, we did a bunch of bonus episodes, and it was so much fun, and I got such great reviews from you guys. I heard so many great remarks. You guys are loving these because they're quick, they're fast, they're fun, they're real, they're timely. So my plan now is to keep doing one bonus episode every week for you, and then one of my real podcasts, you know, the ones that have the nice intro, exit, the music to them, and they're all professionally edited. So we will be getting on a schedule soon for that. So this week you're going to get one bonus episode, and then I'm hoping to get a real podcast out to you by the end of the week, if not next week. It's been crazy here, which is a good thing. But what I wanted to share with you today, what's on my mind today, is three things that you need to know before you start a business, or three things that maybe you just need to be reminded of if you're already in business. So these three things I've recently experienced and or just had conversations with people. So what's number one? Number one, it takes time to grow. There is no such thing as overnight success stories, and I don't care who they are, where you see them, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest. I don't know anybody, any real story of somebody who came in and in 6 weeks they made $2 million and they can show you how to. If you see that, run from that. Now, are there people out there who have made millions in business? Absolutely. There's a ton of people who are making six figures in great online businesses. But here's the thing, it takes time. Just like a garden, you plant the seed, you nourish it, you water it, you do all those things, and you wait until it flourishes. And just like in a garden, different vegetables bloom at different times. A lettuce comes up a lot quicker than the watermelons. It's the same thing with business. But those overnight success stories we hear about, they were working on it before they started working on their business. They were doing the self-improvement stuff. They were in other jobs or careers that led them to this position. There was a lot happening behind the scenes. There's always more to the picture. So when you're starting a business or when you're in business, we have to be in it for the long haul. We have to know that it's going to take time to build something beautiful. That there's going to be ups and downs and ins and outs and days that you're going to want to just throw in the towel and say, this isn't worth it. I can't do this. And then there's going to be days that you're going to be flying high and thinking like, oh my God, this is so awesome. You have to stick with it through it all. And most businesses, it takes a good 6 months to a year. And that's sometimes quick for a business to really get their mojo going. I've seen so many different people give up right before the boom would have happened. So stay the course, be willing to stay the course. Truly, I feel like in business, you got to give it 3 years. It's like the first year is just getting it all figured out. And then the second year, you kind of start getting a flow. And then the third year is when it finally really starts to pay off. Again, in today's world, especially on social media and the wide world web, you know, that we're in, and that sounded very old, didn't it? The wild, wide world web. I don't even call it that anymore. But anyway, be willing to stay the course. Be willing to stick with it. But you can't, sometimes it may not take that long. But to get it where you really want to, be willing to put in the time. Okay, number two of the things you need to know before you start a business or be reminded of is figure out what are your God-given strengths? What are you naturally gifted at? What do you naturally love to do? And do more of that in your business. Because when you can do more of that, one, you're going to be better at it. People will benefit from that. And two, you're going to be way happier. Now, there's always going to be things we have to do in business that we don't want to do, that are not in our wheelhouse. That's just the nature of it, especially when you're new. I am not good at details. I do not like details, and I don't really like a lot of technology. It frustrates me, it overwhelms me, and I'm just not good at keeping track of stuff. But for now, I'm choosing to put my money into courses. I'm putting my money into self-improvement. I'm putting my money into learning new things. So I have to do the VA work that eventually I will outsource. So quick story on this of working in your strength and then also how to compensate when you have to do something that's not in your natural zone of genius. Or you guys know I love strength finders. So learner is one of my top 10. I don't know what you would even call it. That's way in the bottom, but it's the things, again, the details, the technology things, the keeping track of things. That's just not something I enjoy. But I've been having to figure out a lot of the stuff to keep track of my clients. And I've been trying to figure out a program called Dubsado. It's a great program where you can keep all your clients on. You can send invoices. You can send contracts. You can send forms. You can create some things. I have been winging it for about 3 months. And I was about ready to like, this is not working for me. I need to figure something else out. But I realized they have a one-on-one service where you can book a call, you and one other person, they do screen share, and they will teach you how to use the program, teach you certain parts of it that you need for your business. So I booked that, got on this call, and because it was more of a teaching approach to it, my learner kicked in and my learner got excited and my learner was like, we're learning something new. Yay. And now I did learn a lot about the program. I feel more confident about the program. And now I'm excited to go back and learn more about it, to really dive into it and see what else I can learn to do. But because I needed to pull out that learner instead of the detail person, that changed everything for me and my attitude and that approach to it. So make sure you're doing something that is in your wheelhouse, in your strength zone, in your God-given talents. And if it's not, how can you compensate to make it at least semi-tolerable for you while you have to do it? And then eventually, like I said, we outsource those things. Okay, number three, the last one is learn to trust that internal gut feeling that, you know, women's intuition, if you're a woman, that's a real thing. And then once you trust your gut on something, take the first step. That's the big part that I want you to hear. It's taking that first step towards whatever, taking that first step towards starting your business, taking that first step towards investing in a course, taking that first step in, you know, buying a program maybe, taking that first step in calling that customer, taking that first step in whatever it is you need to do towards moving towards your business. And what's really cool about this is if, of course, it aligns with what you're supposed to be doing, and that's where you have to trust your gut because, and I think I did another podcast about this, I don't remember what number it was, but I talked a little bit about this, that you know, there are going to be times that it doesn't feel right. And it's just not settling right in your stomach, in your thoughts, it causes anxiety. Don't take the step in that. Wait and analyze. That's when you want to analyze. That's when you want to really pray about it. Think about it. Is this the right step? Ask people when you're getting that feeling, because it may not be the right step for you. But when something aligns and it feels totally right with you, but there's just fear holding you back, or maybe it's not fear, but maybe it's that, well, I'm waiting for the perfect time. Like, I know I want to do this. I know I should do this, but I got to wait until blah, 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 blah is done. You know, I got to wait until this is done, or I'm not quite ready yet. I hear that from people sometimes. I'm just not quite ready yet. That's all fear. And even perfectionism is, in my mind, it's a form of fear because we're scared to put ourselves out there. We're scared that we're going to look maybe stupid, or we're scared we're going to look like we don't know what we're talking about because it's not perfect. So if that's the only thing holding you back from taking that first step, then that's when you just need to do it. Like Nike said, just do it and take that first step. And I want to share what happened to me this week. This is so cool, especially if you are faith-filled Christian. You're going to really love this story. So I have been, as I shared, I've been investing a lot in courses, a lot in courses and mentors and coaches since I started this new business in the spring. And I was already in another course I signed up for on how to create courses, because that's my next step. And that was, you know, fairly minimal priced, could afford the monthly payment, no big deal, didn't even talk to my husband about that one. And then there was another one that came up and I had an opportunity to sign up for something that can help me get even better at my podcast, to help me really expand my podcast. And it's actually from the same coach that I did my original podcast training with. So I trust her, but this is like the next level up. It's a level up. So it was a much more expensive course and the payments were going to be much more expensive. And the payment plans, and I'll share, I'm very transparent, $500 a month for this course. Kind of like, yep, gulp. And I'm already paying for another course. But I knew in my gut it was the right thing for me to do. I knew it was something I needed to do. But I was scared. And I talked to my husband about it. And he was like, what? And he was really scared. And in order for me to make that payment, it was going to have to go on a credit card. And this credit card was one that we have been working really hard to get out of debt. You know, debt that we've accumulated through our years and bad, poor decisions. Again, very transparent here. But this was the first one. We're doing the debt snowball that Dave Ramsey talks about. And we'd paid off this credit card. It was our first one we paid off. You know, we've used it here and there, but we immediately paid it off. It's actually even in an envelope in my husband's dresser drawer that says, do not use or only use in case of emergency, you know, sealed up. And we were going to have to break that out to make this first payment. But again, I knew this was what I needed to do. And I trusted, you know, the Stephanie, who I'm taking the course with, and, you know, got Tom's blessing, if we want to call it that. His approval, put that, you know, hit click. I was scared. I was very nervous. Like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? You know, is this the right decision? Second guessing myself, but I hit click, submitted it, got it in there within 24 hours. This is the whole point of this story. Within 24 hours, probably a lot less, I had somebody contact me who wanted to work with me, who wanted to get into my course I'm creating. And do you want to know how much that course costs? The whole course, now I'm making a monthly payment of $500. The whole course is $497. I was so excited. I was so like, God, you are so good. You were like, you know, we want those neon signs. Like that was a neon sign for me. Like that I'm on the right path and I made the right move and I took that first step and I trusted, because here I was, I just spent $500 and God showed me how I had the money to pay that back within 24 hours because I got $3 in my wallet. So I shared that with my husband and, you know, so that's going to make that first payment. And then I'm just trusting that the rest is just going to come in and it's going to flow. So what have you been hesitating on? What have you been delaying? What decision are you waiting for the perfect time? Are you just not doing because you're scared? Take that first step. You know, maybe you want to get in on the course, my course that I'm starting next week. It's going to be really fun. So if you are in that spot that you are thinking about starting a business or newly in business, or maybe you've just like you've been having your business, but maybe you're like me and Dubsado, you were winging it for a while, then I invite you to join this course with me, the Shift Sales Soar course. And, you know, shift is just, we need to shift our mind. We need to get our mind in the right place. Sale is like just learning how to maneuver things, learning how to overcome the obstacles that come our way, learning how to just work with the wind and letting us go so it feels good and it's easier. and just creating something that fills your sails up and just gives you joy. And then the soar is the fun part, because that's where we map out plans and goals, and we really get you in a place that you can create a business. My ideal is that every business entrepreneur I work with, we find three ways for you to make money. Three ways that give you joy, but three ways that make money. One is evergreen, meaning once it's out there, you don't have to really touch it, and it brings them money while you're out and enjoying your life. Not all businesses can work under that plan, but that's my hope and goal. So there's still spots available. I'm only taking 10 people. You guys know one was taken. Actually, three are taken right now, possibly four. So there's still a few spots available. But if you want more information on that, shoot me an email, sherrymiterco@gmail.com. I'll be happy to pass on some information. It may or may not be the right next step for you. Also, too, I'm just going to throw this out there. If you need more clarity, I love doing clarity calls. I love taking in information. I just did this with a client, actually the same client, yesterday. And it was just, I felt amazing. She felt amazing because we took some of the ideas she had that seemed so jumbled and just didn't fit together. And we were able to sort through some things. And I was able to come up with like this awesome business plan. I'm not going to share it yet. But we were both so excited when we got off of that call because it's the right direction for her. And we both knew that. So if you're feeling stuck and you're not sure where you're supposed to go with your business, let's hop on a call. That's what I do. That's what I love to do. So anyway, I'm going to wrap this up because I really didn't even mean to go into, you know, talking about the course or the call. But it's there for you if that is your next best step. Let me know. I'm here for you. If not, figure out what is your next best step and just take it. And once you do, shoot me an email, shoot me a DM on Instagram and let me know, what step did you take and what happened afterwards? How did it feel and what results came in for you over the next 24, 48 hours after you took the next right step? All right. Thank you guys for listening to this bonus episode. And the next one will be back to our normal podcast routines, but let me know what resonated with you today. And please, if you know somebody that needs to hear this one, please share it with them. And also hit the subscribe button. Then you know when a new podcast downloads, you'll get notification of that. And also too, you guys know the routine. If you like this and you haven't yet, leave a review. It does really matter. That's how people rate podcasts and they look at it and Apple looks at it and says, oh, this podcast is worthy of listening to. So it does mean something to us. All right. Thanks again.